May 17th, 2018, we're on Daf Yod Amud Bet, two lines from the bottom. If you recall, what we're in the middle of talking about is, we'll do that for a little while longer, certainly in today's class, about what the rabbis, from the time of the Gemara, when they would be Doresh, Megillat Esther, they would begin by trying to include people by saying a pasuk, and Doresh that pasuk. So they would explain that pasuk and explain how it was relevant to Megillat Esther. They would kind of set the tone for the class. So here the Gemara continues, Rabba bar Ofran, patah la pitha lahai parshita mehacha. So here's this rabbi, he opened up this parshita, in other words, this derasha of Megillat Esther from the following pasuk, v'samti kis'i be'ilam, v'ha'avadeti misham, Melech Vesarim. Elam's the name of a place, and we know that it's associated with where Shushan was. So to a certain extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in this Pasuk, through Yirmiyah, he says, I'll place my seat, my Kiseh Kabod, in Elam, and as a result of so doing, Ha'avadeti Misham, I'll make laws from there, both their Melech, their king, and their ministers. Thank you. In Peshat, in this Pasuk, what it's referring to is later, is a Bayit Sheni time period. But the derasha over here is going to be that we'll push this back to the time of Megillat Esther. Melech, which king is going to be lost in order to somehow usher in Kevod Hashem? Zod Vashti. She came from Malchut and she was a Malkah. Visarim, and which ministers are we talking about in terms of losing? Zeh Haman ve'aseret banav, it's both Haman and his 10 sons. That's how he would open up and say, look what you're about to read about. Yad Hashem in Megillat Esther. Ravdimi bar Yitzhak patah la pitha lahai parshita mehacha. A different pasuk he would open his derasha with. Ki avadim anachnu ube'avdutenu lo azavnu Elohenu vayet alenu chesed lifne malche paras. So let's go through that pasuk. We are slaves, and in our enslavement, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo azavunu Elohenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't abandon us. Vayet alenu chesed, he was able to give us mercy, or good willingness. Lifne malche paras, in the context of the kings of Persia. Okay, we're slaves, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us. Ematai, when did this take place? Where's this pasuk, by the way? This is a pasuk from this pasuk from Ezra, right? So it's also a little bit forward, but we're reading it backwards. Ematai bizman Haman. Okay, so this is Haman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us out. Next, Rabbi Hanina bar Papa patach la pitcha lahai parshita mehacha. So here's the pasuk he quotes from Tehillim. Hirkavta enosh leroshenu. Banu ba'esh u'bamayim v'tosienu lirvaya. So let's go through this. Hirkata erosh leroshenu. You placed a person over our heads. You put someone in charge of us. Well, not so good. Banu, as a result, we had to go into fire, ish, mayim, water. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took us out lirvaya. You took us out to salvation. Like what's this a reference to? What's fire? What's water? Says the Gemara. Very good, Joey. Ba'esh b'men Nebuchadnezzar harasha. What happened in times? Well, but which people were thrown in with Nebuchadnezzar harasha? Right, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, right? Thrown into. Okay, so that's the ish. And what's the mayim? Says Joey. B'mayim b'me paro. Right, the first the sons were thrown into the water. Vatosienu, it's whoever these goyim against us are. Vatosienu lirvaya, and so when is it when this pasuk talks about the greatest time when we got taken out to salvation? Bimei Haman. So the derasha kind of put together all of these great redemptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, okay, and so forth. Rabbi Yochanan patach la pitcha leha parshita mehacha. Zachar hasto. Ve'emunato lebet Yisrael, ra'u kol afsei ha'aretz et Yeshuat Eloheinu, a pasuk in Tehillim. What's the pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu recalled his chesed, his faithfulness to us, and as a result, ra'u kol afsei ha'aretz, all the people of the world saw Yeshuat Eloheinu, saw that Yeshua. Ematai ra'u kol afsei ha'aretz et Yeshuat Eloheinu? When was it that the entire world beheld the redemption of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In Mitzrayim? I mean, they may have heard about it. Did they actually somehow come close to witnessing it? Not really. So when did they? Says the Stir Ashabi, Mei Mordechai ve'Esther. Mei Mordechai ve'Esther? Ra'u kol av se'aretz? How so? How was this so public? And then you may Mordechai ve'Esther, says Rashi. Well, if you recall, at the end of Megillat Esther, Esther and Mordechai send Igerot lekol malchut ha-Hashverosh. Hashverosh, the king over 127 countries, which was the vast majority of the world at that time, the civilized world at that time, they're sending out these letters which tell kol tokef ha-yamim ha-ele, which talk about the redemption of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the time period. We don't generally associate Megillat Esther in that way. But the statement of this derasha is, this was pretty significant, not only for our own salvation, but for the fact that this was shown and told to everyone. Everyone heard about this. These are the letters that were being sent out. I mean, imagine getting in the mail.
Publicized miracle.
What's that?
Publicized
miracle. But not only for the Jews. For everyone. Imagine you got from the government a letter about the salvation that just happened to the Jews. Pretty big deal. Went to majority of the world. Okay, continues the Gemara. Resh Lakish. So now I'm in the first wide line here. Patach la pitcha leha parsheta mehacha. Ari nohem. That's the verb for the roaring of a lion. So a lion roars. Pasuk in Mishle. Vidov shokek. That's the verb for the roaring of, or the yelling of a bear. Okay, so a lion roars, a bear, I don't know, what does a bear do? It yells. What's that? What does
growl.
He do? Growl, that's the word. Moshel rasha al amdal. And those sorts of descriptions are when you have a moshel rasha, when you have a ruler who's a wicked person, Al Amdal, over a poor nation. What's this a reference to? I mean, it's a reference to many things, but this derasha. Okay, so let's start first things first. Ari Nohem ze Nebuchadnezzar harasha. Nebuchadnezzar, who destroyed the first Mikdash from Bavel. So how is he an Ari? How's he lying? Well, Dichtiv be ala Arye, Mesubacho. So the Pasuk, where is this? Probably in Daniel, right? The Pasuk in Yirmiyah, excuse me. Of course, it's a description, and it likens Nebuchadnezzar to an Ari. Dov shokek ze Ahashverosh. Dichtiv be, how's that in Ahashverosh? Here's a pasuk in Daniel. What's that? The initial one was Mishle. The next one, Allah Aryeh, is from Allah Aryeh is from Sefer Yirmiyah.
Okay, okay.
Right? This last one, how do we have Ahashverosh being affiliated with Dov, with a lion, with a bear? Va'aru, so this is a pasuk, of course, in the Aramaic from Sefer Daniel. Va'aru heva ahorit inyena damya ledov. So it's a description of this malchut, and it's damya, it's similar to Dov, to a bear. So we established, based on Pesukim and Torah, reference to Nebuchadnezzar, reference to Ahashverosh, both bad rulers. Okay, continues the Gemara. Vetaner Rav Yosef. Okay, before we get to the last part, the Amdal, which obviously is going to be the Jewish people. Why they Dal? The Derasha is going to be not right. That's how we would read it. The Derasha of the Chachamim will be, and the understanding of Chachamim is poor from mitzvot. In other words, why are things taking place? Because we're impoverished from mitzvot.
But were the Jews poor during the time of?
Not in terms of wealth. No, that's why.
Right. What made the Hashverosh bad?
What made Ahashverosh bad? Well, there's several things. Firstly, we know from Tanakh, and we'll talk about that in just a bit, that he stole the Binyan HaMikdash. We know that for a fact.
That's where his chair came from.
What's that?
Right? Didn't he copy his throne from...
Potentially. There's a midrash of that effect. But I'm saying from Pesukim, which always doesn't want to be accepted, was Pesukim, we have Pesukim, and only his son Daryavesh let it continue. They started a building, and what happened was Oyevei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael sent to Ahashverosh, and he stole it. You know, they had this Kodesh rebuilding, and he stole it, and they only continued up. So that's already a certain reshut. Secondly, I mean, he permitted Haman to do this.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he came out to be a good guy.
All right. I mean, it's only once we manipulated the situation.
Or he wanted power, he didn't want to go power.
I don't know, but it was wickedness. That much I can tell.
What did they think it was?
Who knows? It's his inner work. In his inner workings. He was a bad guy, though, when it comes down to it. You know what I'm saying? In other words, whether it was for his own thing or for malice, something.
I thought he was maneuvered to do things.
Yeah, well, maybe he was, but he did bad stuff. That's the point. Okay, now, but while we're on this point, this Dov business, we're going to have to talk a little bit about this. We saw this in Masechet Kiddushin already, the rabbi's understanding of Persians. V'taneh, don't tell it to your Persian neighbor. V'taneh Rav Yosef, who are the bears described in Pasuk? Elu Parsiim. Those are the Persians. Why are they like bears? Because they're cuddly? No. She'ochlim v'shotim kedov. They eat and they drink like bears. This is referred to the Persian Empire a long time. Umesubalin basar kedov. We're getting to your point. And they are fat like bears. Joey, it's not talking about today. I made a joke. It's talking about the Persian Empire back then. Umegadilin se'ar kedov. And they're hairy like bears. And they have ADHD like bears. They're all over the place. They have to constantly be moving. Okay, so I know this is a description of the Persian Empire, which we're associating with the Hashverosh.
I think it's the opposite with Amina there.
It's once upon a time. These guys are doing Moshe Rasha Ze Haman. Okay. Al Amdal Elu Yisrael Shehem Dalim. So we had all sorts of issues together with Ahasuerus and Nebuchadnezzar and Haman all over this Amdal, the Am Yisrael who are Dalim, who are poor from the soul. Bil Azar, Patach LaPitcha LaHaParshata Me'acha. Here's how he started his derasha of Megillat Esther, pasuk in Kohelet. Ba'asaltaim Yimach Hamekare Ubshiflut Yadaim Yidlof Habayit. So what's this talking about? Atzaltaim Milashon Asel. What's Asel?
Lazy.
Yimach 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 Hamekare means the ceiling will collapse from lazy people. If there's a hole in the ceiling and you don't take care of it because you're lazy, it's gonna collapse. I mean, I've been through this. In our bedroom we had a little bit of a leak, a little bit of a drop. Let it go, dried it up. I waited for the next storm, a little bit more. And then finally, we had a long storm, and the whole thing caved in. And I had to call Nuriel to come and save my life. Upshiflut yadayim. And when you have, weak hands, in other words, again, laziness, yidlof habayit, the house will collapse. So what's this got to do with Megillat Esther? Bishvil aslut shehaya lahem liYisrael, because of the laziness, because of the inactivity of Am Yisrael shelo asku baTorah, who weren't involved with Torah mitzvot, na'asa son'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. Now, when we say son'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a euphemism. We're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a hater of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu became weakened. Well, how did he become weakened? Chas v'shalom, how did he become weakened? The idea is he wasn't able to, kivyachol, save us because we didn't merit it. So you guys are all lazy. I can't help you with this because you don't have the merit for me to. Ve'en mach ela ani. What's mach, right? Because the pasuk, if you recall, the end of the pasuk says ubishiflut yadayim idlof bayit. But the last words in that pasuk over there, ba'asal taim yimach hamekare yimach. That's how the Gemara is understanding weaking. How do you know the word mach means weak? Ve'en mach ela ani shene emar v'imachu me'erkecha. What's that pasuk? Last week's parasha, in Arachim, the end of parashat, what was it? Parashat Behar, the Torah described Arachim. Arachim is if a person says, Erki alai, I say, my value I want to give to the Mikdash. So we go, we evaluate me, and we have specific ways of evaluating me. I have to pay that amount of money. What if you say, Erki alai, and I'm a brawn, not me, let's say a person was, a brawn built guy, so he's in good shape, but he's got not a dime to his name. Says the Torah, v'imachu me'erkecha. What if his value is higher than his wealth? And so the Torah says what to do. But the word mach over there means poor. Okay, what's mikare? Again, I told you in the pasuk it means ceiling, and we're being doresh this over here. V'en mikare el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happened over here? Keep in mind, what are we doing with this pasuk? Ba'atzaltayim, going back to this pasuk in Kohelet. Atzaltayim, the lazy people. Yimach. Impoverished, hamekare, instead of ceiling, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're lazy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol is weakened. Yimach, we said, poor. Who said that mekare refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where do you see that in the Torah? Shneimar, hamkare b'mayim aliyotav. What's that a reference to? Where's that? When do we read that?
Oh,
We read it in, where is it? That's right, Barachi Nafshi. And what's it a reference to? Hamkareba Mayim Aliyotav. It's Mikare, again, Tikra refers to ceiling. Mayim Aliyotav, water, the upper waters, right? That's, after all, that's the Torah describes the difference between land or the bottom world and the top world is
water.
There was water everywhere, and he was and he separated. Anyhow, Mikare is a reference over there. Who created that ceiling with the water? Borei Olam. Okay, next. So that's how we opened up.
They're trying to say that the Jewish people were punished, not punished. Things happened to them because they didn't.
Because
do
they
this
weren't.
Stuff.
That's right.
They didn't. They were lazy. Or
that's
they
right.
Didn't, they were.
They were lazy from its fault. Well, we didn't get to bad to
all
each other.
Even Hitler.
I understand, but again, the reference over here, the way he opened up Megillat Esther, his derasha, was with an imperative. I mean, we always like people who are able to tell us what we learn from something. So before reading Megillat Esther, this rabbi, instead of just saying, I'm going to explain to Psukim, so let me tell you something you're going to learn from this Megillah. What you're going to learn from this Megillah is, you see how why this all happened? Why did it all happen? Because they were lazy from Mitzorah Mitzvot. You want to see when everything spun around in their favor?
When they
put it together. When they were able to be mita'aneh and put the bitachon. Okay, next. Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak patahla pitahla ha-parsheta mehacha. Shir ha-ma'alot. Lule Adonai shahayalanu, yomana Yisrael. Lule Adonai shahayalanu, bekuma aleinu Adam. So, pasuk, Adam, what does it say? Adam, velo melech. So what's that a reference? Bekuma aleinu Adam. Generally speaking, who persecutes us? The top guy, the king, the minister, Adam. Who's Adam going to be a reference to? Bekuma aleinu Adam. Haman. Haman wasn't a king, but he was a guest. Okay, next. Rava patach la pithala ha-parsheta mehacha. He started the derasha from this pasuk. This is a pasuk in Mishle.
Wait, but this Shir HaMa'alot in reference to Purim?
That's the way he was doreshet. Yeah.
David HaMelech came after Mordechai?
David HaMelech comes beforehand. He had it, I guess, as some sort of nevuah ruach ha-kodesh. That's, I mean, listen, we do have derashot from Tehillim all the time on right. things that took place later on. So that's how we understood a bit. Here's the pasuk in Mishle. By the way, I didn't mention this yesterday. If you recall, yesterday we did Amot and Amasya were brothers. And what was the significance that if you have that siniut when you're in your father-in-law's home, you're going to have both kingship and prophecy. What was the kingship? David HaMelech. What was the prophecy? Yeshayahu. David HaMelech, Navi himself, wasn't he? So there are, in Zohar, there's an approach on that matter, not in reference to this, that there's no such thing as having kingship and prophecy at once. And as such, when David was a king, apparently he wasn't a prophet as well.
When you're a king,
you're privy to connection, but not nivua. Nivua is a higher level in terms of that. So he had some sort of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not nivua. Interestingly, on this matter, like many other Harambam and Morei Nevuchim writes famously that David HaMelech was never a Navi. He had Ruach HaKodesh. He didn't have Nevuah. And Ruach HaKodesh for Harambam means a lower level in terms of perception. Both of them could like kind of point to this Gemara as you know,
but
somewhat
Shaul
of a similar.
Also. They all use well
potentially. Certainly the Pesukim do describe at points where he seems to have had a connection. Right. There's no question in terms of either and any of them. Okay, what's this pasuk? Berevot tzaddikim yismach ha'am. When you have lots of righteous people, the nation is very happy. Ubimshol rasha. And when you have bad wickedness, ye'anach am, the nation will be sighing. Okay, so what are we going to be doresh this? This is easy. Well, how are we going to go here? What's the bimshol rasha ye'anach am? Which Rasha, in the context of Megillat Esther?
Amen.
Ze'aman. Dichtiv ha'ir Shushan Navocha. As the Pasuk says, that with all of Shushan was Navocha, they were downtrodden. They were sighing. They were all beaten up from... I skipped a little bit, all right? Shol Rasha ye'anach am. Berevot tzadikim yismach ha'am ze Mordechai ve'Esther. How do you know that this simcha of the nation, as a result of tzadik, is Mordechai ve'Esther, dichtiv ha'ir Shushan sa'ala v'sameha? Good. Ubim shol rasha yeenach am. Who's that? Zehaman dichtiva yirshushan navoch. In other words, those two sides, the righteous bring happiness. Vayirshushan sameicha is as a result of Mordechai Vester. The navocha, the downtrodden state of Shushan, was as a result of that rasha. Haman. Rav Matna amar mehachakimi goy gadol asher lo Elohim kerovim elav. Period. That was his opening. This is my favorite one of all of them. How did he open Megillat Esther? And then no drasha. Kimi goy gadol asher lo Elohim kerovim elav. Kadonai Eloheinu b'chol koreinu elav. That's it. So what was this statement about Megillat Esther? What's that pasuk? It's pasuk from Sefer Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the greatness of us as a nation because of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom we have to call on at any point. For him, Megillat Esther was a story about prayer and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the greatness of this nation whom they can call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he answers them at all times. That's it. He didn't say anything more. Here we have Derashot, backwards and forward, Haman, Mordechai, Esther, all the... It's about prayer. Which is a pretty strong statement. If you recall, we saw something similar to this a little bit earlier when we talked about Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, who said you need to read Megillat Esther at day and at night, or at night and again during the day. Yeah. And what was the reasoning? He quoted a pasuk about we cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yomam Velodum Yali, and we continue. So Rashi said this is a commemoration of what was done during the time of Megillat Esther. Megillat Esther, for all intents and purposes, should be seen through the prism of prayer, through reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just miraculous, but our prayer to Rav Hashem Amar Mehacha O Hanisa Elohim. What's this pasuk? Yes, what's the pasuk a reference to? Also in Sefer Devarim, isn't it? Yeah. O Hanisa Elohim Lavo Lakachad Lo Goy Mikerev Goy V'masot Be'otov Moftim Chama B'yad Chazaka B'zron M'tiyav Moraim Gedolim Kechol Asher Asa Lachem Anonai Lachem Mitzrayim La'ineicha. What's the statement? If you have a nation who tries to overcome you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to get them back the same way he got back the Misrim. What's that a reference to? He says, well, it's Megillat Esther. To a certain extent, if I'm not mistaken, Maharsha points this out. We have with Yitro, he says, Kibba davar asher zadu alehim, which means that they tried to get you with water, and how did they get punished?
With water.
What happened with Haman? Haman wanted to hang Mordechai, and he himself got hung. This v'nahapochu is ayin v'ayin, midah k'neged midah, v'nahapochu, all that sort of business. Next, vayhi b'mei Ahashverosh. Let's go to the first pasuk. What's Vayhi? So we talked about Vayhi earlier. Vayhi b'imei is badness. Amar Rav Vay v'he. Vay and him say, oi, and he, ay. Vayhi is Lashon Sara. It's not.
Hadad.
That's what he's saying. Hadad Ichtiv. Hadad Ichtiv. It says, this is a full. The Gemara certainly says vay very often. So the Gemara says, what's ye'ush? There's something called ye'ush, which means despair. Despair, I give up. So the Gemara, how do you know if a guy despairs? So the Gemara, if he says the words vay li mehesaron kis, which means, oh, I'm losing all my money. Hesaron kis, meaning I'm losing my money. But the Gemara says lashon vay. Vay was a lashon hachamim. We see it in Torah. You see oy sometimes. Oy mehayelanu. You know, we have it in the Kinot as well. Oy lanu ki hatanu. Vay, ma ba'adish. Today it's Yiddish. Okay. This next Hadad Ichtiv. It says this is a fulfillment of that pasuk, which again is also in Sefer Devarim. And what's that? V'hitmakartem sham le'oyevecha la'avadim l'shvachot ve'en kone. What does that mean? You're going to be sold to your enemies. You're going to be helpless. And le'avadim v'lishvachot ve'en kone. Nobody's. They're not going to be able to sell you as slaves. In other words, they're just going to slaughter you. So in other words, this is a description of Vayhi b'mei Ahashverosh. It's a fulfillment of we were helpless. Yeah, in fact, if you recall, Esther, when she comes to Ahashverosh, says Ve'ilu la'avadim l'shvachot nimkanu he'hirashti. If we were just sold slaves or maid servants, I would have kept quiet. That's not what Haman. That was not Haman's plan. Nobody was allowed to buy them. Nobody was allowed to redeem them. He wanted to buy them. Ushmuel amar lo me'astim v'lo ge'altim l'chalotam lo me'astim. So what's this a reference to? Lo me'astim v'lo ge'altim l'chalotam lo me'astim b'imei Yevanim v'lo ge'altim b'imei Nebuchadnezzar l'chalotam b'imei Haman. This is a description of all the goyim and all the bad things they've done to us. Me'astim. Geltim, and ultimately lechalotam, to destroy us, lehafir b'riti itam b'imei parsiim. So this is a description of all sorts of bad junctures in our history. Interestingly, if you pay attention again, what were they? Yemei Yevanim. Yevanim is?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah time. Good. Ge'altim b'yemei Nebuchadnezzar is Bavel. That's out of order. Bavel is first Beit HaMikdash
was
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily out of order here, but Lechalotam b'yemei Haman. B'yemei Haman. No, it's before. Lehafer b'riti itam b'yemei Parsim. Bring it back to Persia. So if you look at the little letters in your Gemara, this Bimei Nebuchadnezzar, the original Gemara had the following words, Bimei Aspasianus. Who was that? That's Vespasian. It's a shame Joko's not here. It's Vespasian. That's the time of first Beit HaMikdash, right? That's the time of second Beit HaMikdash. That's the Roman general who knocked us out. They took that out of our Gemara. Why'd they take it out of our Gemara? Because they were under rulership of Romans. And then if you look at the afterwards, when it says, B'yemei Parsiim, it says, if you look at the little letter, it leads you to the side, and it says, it used to say, B'yemei Romiim, which means the days of the Romans. There was a description here in the Gemara, not only of the ancient first Beit HaMikdash time, but second Beit HaMikdash, and these darn Romans who are controlling us. But time of the Mikdash, they needed to censor that out from Christian. Ki ani Adonai Eloheim. What's that? Oh, certainly. There was tons of censorship throughout Talmud because they had scholars either who apostatized. In other words, you had Jews who went over, or you had just scholars amongst the church people, and they were able to look into it, and we had to be very careful. And lots of our books were censored. I mean, lots of our Gemarot and things like that. Okay, Ki ani Adonai Elohim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but I'm going to help you through all of these travails. L'mastim, l'chaltim, l'chalotam. I'm not going to let any of that stuff happen to you. Ani Adonai Elohim, all the way down till the end. B'yemei Gog u'Magog. What's B'yemei Gog u'Magog? B'yata Mashiach, that's the war that's described in the Navi. It's going to come prior to Mashiach. B'matnitatana, lo me'astim, b'yemei kastim, she'emadeti lahem, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. It's different times in our bad history. At each one of these junctures, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu just himself doing it, he sends messengers to help us. He gives us Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah in the times of the Parsim, in the times of the Yevanim. In other words, later on, what does he give us? He gives us Shimon HaTzadik, V'Hashmonayu Banav, U'Matityahu Kohen Gadol, Lechalotam B'Yemei Haman. Who'd we get B'Yemei Haman? She'emadti lahem Mordechai. Down to the Roman time period. Again, here it's gotta be Roman time period because we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's from the Mishnayot. Elohim Baruch Hu says, I gave you your messengers, people to help you. Ki ani Adonai Elohim le'atid lavo she'en kol umav lashon yachol lishlot bahem. There's no nation, there's no people who can rule and trample us. Rabbi Levi amar mehacha vim lo torishu et yosheve ha'aretz. So what's this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Sefer B'Midbar. Vim lo torishu et yosheve ha'aretz mipenechem. It's a description. If you don't kill out the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael when you get there, v'haya asher totiru mehem l'sikim be'enechem, l'sninim b'tzidechem, v'sarru etchem la'aretz asher etem yosheveim ba. What's the description? If you don't clean out Eretz Yisrael now as you go in these seven nations, they're gonna halt you later. Why is he opening up Megillat Esther with this pasuk? Who was supposed to have been wiped out? Says Maxi, Shaul was supposed to kill Agag, the king of Amalek. He left him alive. Where'd Haman Agagi? That's why he opened this whole thing up. It was imperative to people to see what happens when you don't follow things carefully. It'll come back to haunt you later on. A similar pasuk, that which I planned on doing to them, if you didn't fulfill your side, it's going to happen right back to you. Lastly, the Gemara is Doresh, the name Ahashverosh. What was Ahashverosh? Listen to the word Ahash. Verosh. So, Ach.
Ach shel Rosh.
Verosh. Says, Amar Rav, Achiv shel Rosh. brother of Rosh. Who's Rosh? Brother of a head? Uben Gilo Shel Rosh, and he's very similar in attributes to Rosh. Who's Rosh? Achiv Shel Rosh, Achiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha. Nebuchadnezzar elsewhere, we'll see, was called Rosh. And Ahasuerus, similar to Nebuchadnezzar, was a wicked guy. Nebuchadnezzar, rotten. The Derashavir is Ach Shel Rosh. He was a brother in plan to Rosh. How do you know Nebuchadnezzar was known as Rasha? Shenikra Rosh Neemar Antu Resha Didahava. He was told, you're the head of the gold. But the point is, he was known as the head. Ben Gilo Shel Rosh. How was he similar to Rosh, to Nebuchadnezzar? Hu Harad, Hu Bikesh Laharog. Nebuchadnezzar slaughtered a bunch of us, and Ahasuerus was okay with letting a bunch of us get slaughtered. Hu heheriv, Nebuchadnezzar destroyed first Mikdash. Hu bikesh lahariv, and Ahasuerus was interested in stalling and ending the project of Mikdash. Joey said, "How do you know?" Now the Gemara quotes this pasuk. Where's this pasuk from? Pasuk from Sefer Ezra. Shene emar uvmalchut Ahasuerus bitchilat malchuto. Beginning of Ahasuerus, katvu sitna, they wrote a letter of hatred from Yerushalayim to Ahasuerus, al yoshevei Yehuda v'Yerushalayim, and Ahasuerus halts the building process as a result. Lastly, on that name Ahasuerus, you also see the word almost Ahasuerus. You can read it in Shmuel Amar Shehakol Naasu Rashin Biyamav Ahash. The Rosh almost Milashon Rash. What's Rash? Poor. Everyone became poor in his days. How'd they become poor in his days? Shene Emar VaYasav Amelech Mas Amelech Ahasuerus Mas. He taxed them greatly. He took their money. Hu Ahasuerus Hu Birishu Mitchilato VeAd Sofo. Okay, so we'll come back to that tomorrow. That's a derasha in the next words. Hu Ahasuerus, beribi me Ahasuerus. Hu Ahasuerus. So the derasha is Ahasuerus from beginning to end in his rishut, and the Gemara will give us several other places where you see that type of derasha. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.